Hey, folks, thanks for checking out the podcast. Before we get to my guest this week, I got the YouTube channel happening, and please go subscribe, youtube.com/PaulMercurio. We're adding new content every week, actually a couple times a week, so check it out. Real proud of it, and we'd love you guys to subscribe and tell your friends so we can build our following there, and tell them about the podcast, too. And if you're in the Omaha area, March 12th to the 14th, I'm going to be at the Omaha Funny Bone Great Club. Great audiences. Come on out. Go online. Omaha Funny Bone to get tickets. Now, if you've been saying to yourself, you know what? There needs to be heavy metal at the NFL Super Bowl halftime, and it's been eating away at you. Well, this interview is for you. It is Dee Snider of Twisted Sister, and he's making a plea to the NFL to have heavy metal represented in the next Super Bowl halftime. I kid you not. He's really passionate about it. Check it out. And after you hear this, you'll definitely want to go out and knock on Roger Goodell's door. All right. Enjoy Dee Snider, and see you in Omaha, I hope. And please check out the YouTube channel and subscribe. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. We got a very, very major guest on the show, someone that I've been a big fan of for a long, long time. Dee Snider of Twisted Sister is on, and is on for a very good cause. We are looking to get everybody on board to sign a petition to get AC/DC to play at the Super Bowl halftime show this coming Super Bowl. Hey, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, man. Great to be here. Thanks for helping me with getting the word out on this. I think it's a very important cause on so many levels.
Why is that?
Well, the first thing that struck me when I was watching Super Bowl this year, and it was J-Lo and Shakira, and, you know, and I'm not, initially people thought I was always anti. No, I'm not anti anybody. But it's a world stage, and I think all forms of music, the biggest artists, of course, should have a shot. And I went online and I looked the last time a real rock band played, and it was a decade ago, 10 years ago. And no, don't. Now, one person might make the statement. No one goes, "What about Maroon 5?" No, no one thinks that was actual real. Not one. It's so funny. No one says, "But Coldplay was on." No, we all know that's not what I'm talking about. And I said, 10 years, man, you know. And I started thinking about it some more. And I said, you know, and I know that the NFL is they want to, you know, bring in a younger, broader audience. But who pays the bills? Who is buying $2,500 a piece Super Bowl tickets? They're advertising electric Hummers on the commercials. Who's buying that? Boomers and Gen Xers. It ain't millennials. They're buying Doritos and living in my fucking basement. They're living in, okay? So, and I think that the NFL has lost sight of the fact that we are paying the bills. And then it goes another level. I'm going, When it's fourth down, you know, 1 yard to go, what song do they play?
Yeah.
Hips Don't Lie? No. They play Enter Sandman.
Right, right. Hell's
and
Bells.
When a team wins the Super Bowl, yeah. Do they start singing? Do they sing Jenny on the Block? No, they sing We're the Champions, for God's sake. Every week, the soundtrack is hard rock from Metallica to Ozzy to Quiet Riot to Guns N' Roses, Queen. AC/DC must have 5 songs that is played every game. Right. Okay? So, and I just tweeted it out, and it just blew up. People are like, yes, yes, yes. And I realized everybody, there's people, a lot of people agree with this, but they don't have a flag wave or a standard bearer. I said, well, I'll be the standard bearer. In a week, we're approaching 25,000 signatures. That's great. Not nearly enough. This thing has to go viral. This thing, we need hundreds of thousands. If Roger Goodell and Jay-Z, who runs Rock Nation, who are doing the halftime shows, if they're going to acknowledge it, we're going to have to get hundreds of thousands of signatures.
Well, have you had conversations, or has anybody have conversations with the NFL or Jay-Z as to what, you know, wanting some metal and wanting rock, real rock? And if so, like, have they just said, no, it's not for us? Or like, what's going on their end? What's the feedback you're getting on that side of it?
I've got no direct feedback. I haven't gone to them because I think that, and I think I could get in the front door with these guys, but I don't think I'm going to get in the front door with 25,000 signatures.
Right.
I mean,
right.
It seems like a lot. It's impressive that we've done it in a week, just like word of mouth. And now, like, I started doing, I did just today started doing radio, and I'm literally watching the clicker accelerating. And then I'm doing a handful of cities. So, and I think, and I've got a game plan. I want to go after advertisers. I mean, Facebook used "I Want to Rock" on their Super Bowl commercial. That wasn't an accident. Okay. Yeah. They're acknowledging that that music has appeal to the people who they want to market to. So, and I want to go up to Pepsi, and I want to go after celebrities. I want to get Fallon. There's a lot of rockers out there. There's a lot of people. I know you work with Stephen Colbert.
Right.
I know they're Gen Xers, they're rockers, and they're paying their damn bills. And with we get a petition with hundreds of thousands of signatures, then it's time to go in and say, hey, you know who's paying the bill. You know who built this stadium. It wasn't the millennials. They're not even getting cars anymore. This car commercials, if you read studies on millennials, they're taking Uber.
Ubers, yeah.
Uber.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know what? I mean, I get it. You want to broaden your appeal. It's a world stage. I honestly think everybody should have a chance. I think that country has been gone unrecognized, and I know a Garth Brooks would tear it up.
Yeah.
That dude plays stadiums, okay?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think they just got to be a little more diverse here. And you know, we saw Gaga, we saw Katy Perry and Bruno Mars, and we saw the I don't even want to call those two, the pole humpers. We saw them, okay? And we need, and it's time for a little love for the boomers and the Gen Xers. And by the way, I picked AC/DC not by accident.
Yeah.
They're the second biggest selling recording act. Thriller's the number one album. Number two is Back in Black.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
They've got hits. They cross over. They're not really metal. They're hard rock. They're classic rock. And it's one of those bands that all ethnicities enjoy. I went and looked at samples of hip hop songs that have sampled AC/DC. There's like 10 big hit hip hop songs which sample AC/DC. So there's love on from all sides for this band. I think they're the ones to take us to the promised land.
Do you think something that hurt is maybe the view from like the NFL, like, you know, metal, the lyrics, the videos, it's like a little too edgy for them? Do you think that that's been the thinking there? Because 10 years is crazy. Like, that's a long time to go. There's got to be some conversation somewhere in the offices and the halls of the NFL going, well, what about, you know, what about Twisted Sister? Nah, you know, what about AC/DC?
I think the flashpoint was the last band, I believe, was The Who, and Roger Daltrey opened his shirt. With a 70-year-old man with a food belly hanging out.
Yeah.
I think they said, all right, we can't have that anymore.
Yeah,
and I think I can guarantee the NFL that Brian Johnson is not going to take his shirt off.
Yeah, okay? That's fair.
I can give him the D-Snyder guarantee that Brian will not take his shirt off.
Well, I think the problem is that the way the whole entertainment industry looks at viewers, right? Like the thing you talked about, like, you know, you're right. The people with the money are not the people that they seem to care about, which are the boomers and so forth, you know, the ones that are going to buy the electric Hummer, but they're targeting the advertising to them. But the reality is, like, if you go, you know, you've done television, you've been successful in that genre, and you go pitch a TV show, they're all obsessed with the 18 to 49, right? That demo of like the young. And then you go, but a 22-year-old kid doesn't have any money to spend. Why are you programming for that kid? And this is the thing that I think you're faced with in this. And I don't understand. Like, I can't explain to you why there's an obsession with a group of people who don't really have disposable income, and they sort of, you know, bypass or they push off to the side someone 50 plus who's got cash to spend. So I don't know how that changes, and but I got to imagine that that's factoring in here for you guys.
And I think you're absolutely right. They believe that that's, you know, they need to target that audience. And to that I say, I don't care.
Yeah.
I say, Roger Goodell, Jay-Z, I don't care.
Yeah.
We are paying your bills. We're paying your salaries every 10 years. Throw us a freaking bone.
Yeah.
Okay. And I honestly believe that AC/DC is one of those bands with that crossover appeal that young people are going to say, oh, I know that song. I know that song. I know that song. Of course you do. You hear it every single sporting event. We all know Thunderstruck.
Exactly.
We all know Thunderstruck.
Yeah.
And they will all be singing, na 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 na, thunder, when they start opening with that. So I don't care. Throw us a bone once in a while. We're paying the damn bills. And you know what? And I think there's one other thing that plays into here. And it kind of plays to what you're saying. There's a sort of a subtext that's been going on for decades. Rock is dead.
Yeah.
It's been said over and over, and I don't get it. I mean, stadiums are selling out. I go with my millennials, and we go to see shows in small clubs and theaters, mm-hmm. and there are great, talented, passionate bands that aren't getting love.
Mm-hmm.
Real talented musicians, hungry musicians. And I honestly think that, you know, for me, I'm an old guy. It was the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show, 75 million people. And I saw that and said, I want to rock, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I think that a band like AC/DC at halftime playing for hundreds of millions could be that flashpoint for young kids seeing that straight-ahead simplicity of an AC/DC song and saying, I want to play guitar.
Yeah.
I want to do that.
Yeah.
It could just launch a million new bands the way the Beatles did on Ed Sullivan. And it's not 75 million watching the Super Bowl. It's hundreds of millions.
Yeah, absolutely.
And well, I think the other thing that's been working against this is the players in the NFL and the NBA tend to be, you know, rap hip hop people, right? That's what they like. And I think that I think the NFL and the powers that be in the NBA, for example, you know, you want, like, you watch an NBA, halftime show on ESPN or whatever. The music coming in and out of commercials, whatever, it's all hip hop stuff. It's rap. And that's fine. It's great. Whatever. But like, I think that's the problem too, a little bit, is like, you don't have a lot of players listening to metal or rock. And so they think, well, okay, the fans aren't into this kind of music either. And I think that's probably a little bit that's been working against this too. And it's that, which is another good reason that you're doing this, is like, hey, there's other music out here, guys. I know the players may not listen to this, but there's a lot of people who aren't players that do listen to music like this, you know?
But I think that's, and you're not wrong, but I think it's a presumption. And I'm going to tell you a quick story.
Yeah.
Because I've been doing, you know, I've done TV and radio and mm-hmm. all kinds of things. And I, you know, was hosting a show for VH1 Classic called A Very Classic Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And it was for 2 years. And it literally was a Thanksgiving dinner. And at the table was Eddie Money, Terry Nunn from Berlin, Clarence Clemens, MC Hammer, Davy Jones, and others. I can't remember who else, but it was a really diverse group. And I was running the table. And mm-hmm. I said, okay, guys, if you had to pick one song to represent you, what song would it be? And mm-hmm. I figured, you know, I'm going to say, oh, well, probably we're not going to take it, you know, for me, right?
Right.
I said, Hammer. And Hammer goes, dent, da-da-dant, da-da-dant. And then the entire table, including Davy Jones, goes, da-da-da-da-da-da-dant, da-da-dant. And I said, Back in Black. He said, Back in Black, baby. And everybody was nodding their heads. Not that that was their song, but they all got it. And I said, holy crap, this band appeals to everybody.
Yeah.
I said, some of the biggest hip hop songs ever sampled AC/DC.
Right.
I mean, you know, and Jay-Z, he did a song with Linkin Park. I think that the ethnic community, they love great rock and roll as well. They may not like everything, but they love the hits.
AC/DC
to open up with Thunderstruck, go into You Shook Me, go into Hell's Bells, into Back in Black, and finish with For Those About to Rock with the cannons blasting.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody will be cheering.
That's
everybody.
Great.
All right, well, listen, we're going to help you as much as we can. We get as many people to sign this petition as we can. We're going to put this out there. Dee Snider, great to talk to you. Keep it up, and we'll help you as much as we can. And we want AC/DC at the Super Bowl, everybody. Let's go. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. If you don't leave your house or apartment right now, get on a plane and fly to Goodell's office in New York. And bash down his door and make a stand on this, then you're not American. Hey, hope you can check out my YouTube channel, Paul Mercurio, youtube.com/PaulMercurio, and hope to see you in Omaha at the Funny Bone, March 12th to the 14th. Hope you enjoyed Dee Snider. I thought he was awesome, and we'll see you next week, everybody.